You're my technician.
And now that we've defined the basic underlying issue as to the concept of chozer u melamed schus, that is to say that if someone was melamed schus, if a mazaka, that whether a mazaka can change his position to chov, whether the prohibition against changing is only during the course of the masul matan, but it's removed for gemar din or not. That we define. Now the gemara will proceed to try and challenge the position of Rava. Rava is the one who's making the modification in the Mishnah. So the gemara will proceed to challenge him with the first Mishnah that it perceives as a contradiction would be the one from Hayu Bodkin, Daf Mem, which says that Lamachras, that on the next day, they, when they came for judgment on the second day. The second day obviously implies that it's a case which could not be acquitted on the first day. So on the first day, the majority were for conviction. And we've learned that you can't convict on one day. That if you can't acquit on the first day, then you have to postpone, so to speak, or to play, to reschedule. It has to be pushed till the next day. Halana, overnight. It has to be an overnight phenomenon. So now it's talking about Lamachras. So they reconvene. They reconvene on the second day, and the Mishnah says that the Mazaka says that he's the Mazaka, to identify himself as a Mazaka, and that he's still a Mazaka. The Mechayev says that he's a Mechayev. Then it proceeds to say that the Melamed Chova can be Melamed Chos. Now here's the crucial, what seems to be a crucial proof, openly. It's always what you're looking for, some open statement. But the Melamed Chos Eino Yochol Lachzor V'lum Chova. So the prohibition upon the Melamed Chos that he can't change to Chov is in effect. Now, what's significant about this? What's significant about this is that it's occurring on the Macharas. And what is the idea of the Macharas? The Macharas is Gemar Din, right? The purpose of the Macharas is Gemar Din. So therefore, it would seem at face value that now we found what we're looking for. We're looking for a text that talks about the rights, so to speak, or the limitations of the Dayanim at the time of Gemar Din. And we found it. So therefore, it would seem from this that Rav has been refuted, and that the prohibition of changing one's position is even at Gemar Din. That's the presentation of the question, of the Meisvei, the contradiction. However, the position of Rav is now defended. Is this really a proof? And the Gemara responds to this and says, well, one second. According to your position, are you saying Lamachras, there's no Masul Matan? So he doesn't even answer that question. It is to be assumed that there is Masul Matan. Now once you say that Lamachras, there's Masul Matan, so you don't have a proof. That is to say, when is this point being made? On the Machros and Masul Matan, but not Gemar Din. Let me ask a question at this point. Suppose the other side, the one that's trying to refute Rav, would now say, well, one second, how do you know that the statement that he can't be Chozer is referring to the Masul Matan of the second day? Maybe it's referring to the Gemar Din of the second day. And in that case, Rav is in refuted. Let me review. He's saying, according to you, there's no Masul Matan in the second day? There is, apparently there is. So therefore, we'll say that this statement that you can't change is a reference to the Masul Matan of the second day. So why can't the other side say, no, how do you know it's a reference to the Masul Matan of the second day? Maybe the second day is definitely Gemar Din, so maybe it's a reference to the Gemar Din of the second day. And Rav has been refuted. When there's an argument, and there's, I mean, a legitimate, honest argument, I don't know if people just argue back and say whatever they want, but we're talking about reality. If I make a statement, I'm positing that this principle of the Mishnah is only in Masa Matan. It's not in Gemara Din. Now, you want to refute me. Refute me with a proof. You don't have to agree with me. You can disagree with me for all you want, but you can't... that's not refutation. Refutation means here's the facts. The facts contradict your position. Okay? Then you have to cite a fact which indicates that the only way to make sense of these facts can be interpreted is that it's talking about Gemara Din. That's your burden. It's possible. There's no proof if you say, well, it's possible that on the second day they're talking about Gemara Din. Fine, it's possible, but that doesn't refute my position, because it's equally possible they're talking about Masa Matan. Therefore, proof, what constitutes a proof is fact that can only be explained one way. As long as I'm legitimately explaining it a different way, I'm talking about legitimately, and this is legitimate, apparently. So then you can't come back and say to me, yeah, well, how do you know it's talking about the Masa Matan the second day? Maybe it's talking about the Gemara Din the second day. I'll say to you, maybe you're right, but since I hold that the Gemara Din, they can change their position, so I interpret it a different way, and that interpretation is consistent with the facts. It doesn't oppose the facts. If it said, like for example, if it said, Lamacharas Bishas Gemar Din Neino Choser Malamed, right? Then you got the facts. Then the facts can't be, there's no other way for interpretation. But once I've established that, that was exactly his point. When he brought up the proof of Lamacharas, so he was creating the impression that Lamacharas is only Gemar Din, and therefore it's talking about Tamei Gemar Din. Once I bring up and I say, but one second, isn't there Masu Matan? Then I'm saying, so then how do you know that they're talking about the Gemara Din of Lamacharas? Maybe they're talking about the Masu Matan, and it's consistent, so you have no proof. And since I maintain that that's the correct interpretation, I will say indeed that's what they're referring to. To sum it up, in this type of a debate, Rav does, or those who are speaking Chandra. To Rav, Rav does not have to prove that it's talking about Masu Matan. He doesn't have to prove that. That's his position. To be refuted, the one who's seeking to refute him has to prove that it's talking, can only be talking about Gemara Din. That's your burden. Now our task is to try and analyze what's going on over here. What's the basis for this challenge? You'd assume that the challenge of the Gemara is not just recording any discussion. If you read it superficially, it seems like the one who asked the question was missing something, because the answer is so easy and so obvious. And the way it's phrased, "L'tameich," according to you, are you maintaining that there's no Masu Matan? Well, if that was the assumption, so then they should have said, "Yes, we're saying there is no Masu Matan," but they don't even say anything. So if it's that easy, well, what's the problem? And so it turns out, let's put it this way: in reality, when they actually studied Rav's ruling, somebody might have been drawn to that Mishnah and would have, like we would. Let's say we'd find that Mishnah, we would discuss it, and then we'd show no in 2 seconds. You can't use that as a proof. But we wouldn't include it in the Gemara, because there's no reason to. The Gemara is recording those issues, questions, and answers that have a basis, a conceptual basis to it. But we don't assume that every discussion was recorded. If somebody made a point and he was missing a fact, and somebody corrected him, it's not going to be recorded. It's not that kind of a recording. It's only recording the issues. So there's a real issue over here. So what was the Havamina? An important device in approaching Machlokas, you can always give an opinion. He's saying this and he's saying that. But what you really need to do is, what is the point that they're arguing over? You always have to go back to the principle. Every Machlokas presupposes agreement at a certain point. If there's no agreement at a certain point, so you can't have an argument. We have to have some kind of premise in common. And any machlokas has to go back, that is, like in the case of Rav and the Gemara, it goes back to the Mishnah. We all agree that there's a concept that the Melamed Eschus cannot change and be Melamed Chol. But we disagree as to where it was. Now, with regard to this machlokas over here, what would you trace it back? Which principle there's a trace back to, and that principle can be found in the Mishnah. The principle is, in the Mishnah, that Dinei Nefashos Gomrim B'yom Shalomacharas L'chova. That's the principle. Now that has to be understood. That is subject to further understanding, to further analysis. The wording is B'yom Shalomacharas L'chova. So, there are two ways in which this can be understood conceptually. That is referred to, what we deduce from this is the principle of halanas hadin. That derives from the Mishnah. Now, what does that mean? What exactly is the concept of halanas hadin? Is the concept that the Masu Matan takes place on day one, and based on that Masu Matan of day one, you can arrive at the Gemara Din. You can't have Gemara Din without Masu Matan. That goes without saying. That's clear. The only thing is that you have to wait until the next day. That you can't be Gomer the Din until you fulfill the obligation of Halana. It has to wait overnight. And let me just explain it now descriptively, not the conceptually, but that's very often, in reality, there is a thing of, let me sleep on it. That is, you realize, let's say you've come to a certain conclusion, in business, a certain investment, you've thought it through all the angles, and you have a certain conclusion in your mind. So very often you'll say, okay, I'm just going to sleep on it, and I'll wake up tomorrow morning, and I'll see if I still feel this way. So something like that. There's a certain element of time before you're absolutely convinced. Just time per se. Because with time, perspective, you get a certain perspective. So that makes sense. It's a good idea not to do things on impulse. It's good advice. Like, generally speaking, when you go to a mall, browsing, this thing, you see a lot of things, and it kind of creates a certain desire, and you want to get it right away. And then what happens when you do that is you realize a few weeks later that you didn't really need it. The feeling wore off. So it's always a good idea when you feel that way to walk away and see if you feel the same way a week later. If the idea of Lamacharas is essentially that you can't be Gomer the Din, there's a sort of a postponement. You need to have a certain amount of time. And then you can be Gomer the Din. So then essentially the second day, the kviyas of the second day is the kviyas for Gemara Din. That's the essence of the day. That doesn't mean that you can't, no one's going to say you can't do Masu Matan, because clearly if new ideas have come up, so then you'll have Masu Matan. No one's going to argue that. But if I'm learning that the kviyas of the second day is the kviyas of Gemara Din, so then all the statements that I made when it says, Lamachras, he and Mazaka says, I'm the Mazaka, and I'm the Mazaka, and he can do this, and he can't do that, then they'll have to be taken in reference to the essence of the day. Then there's statements referring to the Gemara Din, because it's always going to be in line with the essence of the day. So the Makshan clearly is going to hold that the entire concept is that the Gemara, the Masu Matan for Dinei Nefashos takes place on day one. And then there's a separate stipulation, a separate requirement that you can't be Gomer the Din until you experience a phenomenon which is known as Halana. After Halana, you get up in the morning, you do the Gemara Din. If that is the case, you can't question me and say, one second, if I want to do some Masu Matan, I can't? No, of course you can. Yeah, of course you would agree. No one's going to say that it's us to do Masu Matan. That doesn't make any sense. But what is the crucial area of disagreement? According to the other position, however, there's a different concept. And that is that the concept of Lamacharas means to say that when it comes to conviction, when it comes to Lechov, it's not sufficient to reach the decision on the basis of a Masu Matan of only one day. But you have to dedicate 2 days to Masu Matan. And the second day is a new unit of Masu Matan, and that's when you can be Gomer Hasadin. You could have asked this question. that the Makshan could have said that if it's talking about Masu Matan, so then why is there a need to repeat the point that the Malame the Chalav can change to Slus, and the Malame Slus can change to cannot change to Chalav? Well, what do you? That's another reason. Doesn't it make more sense to say that it's talking about Gemar Din? Because if it's talking about Masu Matan, we already learned that. One can answer that question now. Those who defend Rav's position are immune to that question, because it is necessary to say that. Because you might have thought, no, that the Sirens were saying now that it's a new unit of Masu Matan, and has to be a kvias of 2 days of Masu Matan before they could become Rav Sadin. So then you might have thought that the restriction that he can't change his position from Schus to Chav, that it applies only on the first day. But now it's a new day of Masu Matan, and now he's free. Kamash Malan, that this is something which extends throughout the entire phase of Masu Matan in Dinin Nefashos, and he cannot change his position during the Masu Matan at the second day. And that's, in fact, how the defenders of Rav are going to learn the Mishnah. Because I think that would have been a good question. Because it turns out, according to the defenders of Rav, that it's repeating something already. It's talking about Masu Matan. We already learned it. But once you explain the position, that it's not just that you're allowed to have Masu Matan, but you're Mechuyav. That's the essence of the Yom. So then it makes perfect sense. It needs to be repeated because it's a new Masu Matan. And the question is whether the restriction of the Mazaka is going to apply to this aspect of the Masu Matan or not.